This is the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
State senators are sending Senate Bill 131 to the governor's desk. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives made four changes to the measure in committee and on the chamber floor. The bill is the primary piece of legislation that revamps the way South Dakota funds public schools. It also establishes a statewide target average teacher salary. Some lawmakers say they're concerned about the impact of the amendments to the bill. They want to see it go to conference committee for discussion between the legislative bodies, but the move didn't receive enough votes. State Senator Deb Solholt says the House changes benefit small schools.
When we were at 12.5 to 15, the ratio of what the small schools are currently getting in small school factor, those with that factor had 25.1% of K through 12 funding. And in the original proposal of leaving it at 12.5, they would have had 25.3.
Senators voted 25 to 10 in favor of accepting the House changes to Senate Bill 131. That means Governor Dennis Dugard has the opportunity to sign all three elements of his education plan into law. The governor is planning to sign the bills following adjournment of the state legislature on Friday in Pierre. And Governor Dennis Dugard has signed a 22-week abortion ban into law. Proponents of Senate Bill 72 say fetuses at this stage of pregnancy can feel pain and therefore should be protected. Opponents say it gets in the way of a decision that should be left up to a woman and her doctor. The bill has exemptions for medical emergencies. It makes performing an abortion at 22 weeks of pregnancy a Class 1 misdemeanor. The governor also signed into law a bill prohibiting the sale of fetal body parts. Senate Bill 24 makes it illegal to provide or receive body parts from fetuses who've been subject to an induced abortion. The measure passed through both chambers of the legislature unanimously. And finally, a New York man whose daughter was killed by a drunk driver in South Dakota says his family intends to attempt an initiated measure to designate vehicular homicide as a crime of violence. Megan Spindler and Robert Klum were killed in Pickstown by Ronald Ray Fisher in July of 2013. He was sentenced to the maximum 15 years for each death to be served consecutively. For a nonviolent crime, he'll come up for parole after serving 30%. Greg Spindler sent out a statement Thursday morning. It came shortly after a legislative conference committee failed to agree on amended versions of Senate Bill 44. Spindler testified by phone before the Senate Judiciary Committee in February.
Megan actually survived a short while after being thrown 120 feet. There were no viewable remains, no last look. Rob was killed instantly. It was a horrifically violent crime. While the headline sentence of 30 years in prison was trumpeted in the media, in practice, Fisher will serve only 4.5 years for killing our daughter because of presumed parole. Vehicular homicide is classified as not a crime of violence. We ask you to consider whether Megan and Rob met violent deaths. There is only one answer to that question.
The original bill raised vehicular homicide to a crime of violence. That would require an inmate to serve 50% of the sentence before coming up for parole. The Senate hoghoused the bill and added a new law, aggravated vehicular homicide, a Class 2 violent felony with a maximum 25-year sentence. The House then amended the bill again and returned it to its original version. Debate centered on whether a drunk driver has the criminal intent to commit a crime of violence. Because the two chambers couldn't arrive at a compromise, the bill failed to pass. For more information on this bill, go to sdpb.org and find links to coverage by Victoria Wicks.
This has been today's top legislative news from the state capitol in Pierre. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, and for the remainder of the 2016 legislative session, South Dakota Public Broadcasting has you covered. If you want to view more radio news or see additional programming from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, visit us online at sdpb.org. Also, be sure to visit sdpb.org/podcasts for more podcast programs of SDPB. You can also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting on Facebook and by following our news department on Twitter. The handle is at SDPB News. This has been today's episode of the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.